I am as I think I am. I am as I think I am. Whatever my thoughts are, these are the guiding factors of my life. Whatever my thoughts are, these are what I live by. These are what tell me what's important in my world. Whatever I think about, these are who I am. And I am no more nor less. I am what I think about. I am what I think I am. I think I am a beautiful being. And if I think I'm a beautiful being, then I am a beautiful being. Now, what thoughts do I have predominantly in my mind? What thoughts do I have every moment of my attention? What thoughts are my thoughts? Who am I? Am I the divine being that I think I am? If I think I am a divine being, then I am a divine being. If I think that I am ideal, if I think I am wonderful, then I am ideal and I am wonderful. Whatever I think I am, that is what I am. Now you say, well, I have thought that I was rich and I wasn't rich. I thought I was healthy and I wasn't healthy. I worked on all these things so diligently, so terribly diligently, and yet it did not come to pass in my life. I am not rich and I am not healthy. You say these things to yourself because they are the appearance, they are the illusion. And that illusion will continue to be the illusion that you have so long as that's what you think you are. So long as that's what you think that illusion of you is. It's been my privilege to work with many people over the years. Many people, almost a millennium, and it's fantastic. Because as I have done this, I have run into all sorts of thinking, and they have told me what their thoughts are. They told me their thoughts were that they believed that they were wonderful. They believed they were good. They believed, and they had their tongue in their cheek all the time. Yes, they had their tongue in their cheek all the time. Now, who can believe a person who has their tongue in their cheek? Who can believe a person who does not believe themselves? Who can believe a person who is not aware of who they are, what they are, why they are? Who can believe any such person like that? Certainly not you, certainly not me, certainly not our inner self. And our inner self is who we want to have the attitude about who we are. We want our inner self to have the attitude that says, I believe in myself. I believe I am as I am. Now, what is it I want to be? What is it as I am? Who is it as I am? I am beautiful. I am divine. I am fantastic. I am glorious. I am wonderful. I am beyond imagination. I am that I am. Now, if we tell a person that they're practicing the piano, and one day they'll play the piano. As we do this, that person builds a skill, builds an ability to play the piano, and they play it, and they play it well, and everyone around them says, "Why, you play the piano very nice." But when you hear a concert pianist, when you hear a professional, when you hear a person who is into this for their life, who is a pianist because it's the very essence of their being. Being nice is not good enough. Being mechanically capable of doing something is not adequate at all, is not sufficient. To be the ideal, to be a magnificent pianist, one who has feeling and emotion in their playing, one who has the very essence of their being in their playing. That's what we're aiming at. That's what we're looking for. That's who we want to be. Now, How do we be that? How do we get to be there? We get to be there by knowing I am as I am. Knowing who I am. Knowing who you are. Knowing what is your desire for yourself. Is your desire merely to be a mechanical, wonderful being like musicians are sometimes? Or is your desire to be a professional, one who plays with feeling, with emotion, with attitude, which can take a piece of music and make it theirs? The original composer was glorious, to be sure. But when we take a piece of music and we make it ours, we make it something that's very much ours, then we have done it. Now, that's how we go about with health, with wealth, with happiness, with being our ideal self, with being who we really are, with being the divine in us. We train ourselves to recognize that. Now, how do we train ourselves? We train ourselves by every minute saying, I am as I am. I am as I am. I am as I am. I am as I think I am. I am as I know I am. I am as I am. And as we say, I am as I am, we are putting that cause into motion in our life so powerfully, so beautifully, so wonderfully. We're putting that cause into motion in our life to express ourselves so fantastically, so fully, in every way, because that's who we are. We are that which we know we are. We are the divine that we know we are. We are the ideal that we know we are. We are whoever we are. Now, who do we think we are? It doesn't matter what other people think you are. It doesn't matter how other people think you are. It doesn't matter what other people expect of you. It's what you expect of yourself. Can you train yourself to play the piano well? Yes. Can you train yourself to think well? Yes. How do you train yourself to think well? You train yourself to think well by having every thought that you have in your head, one that is a thought of conviction, a thought of magnificence, a thought that says, I am. I am that I am that I am. The divine in me is the fulfillment of who I am. I am the divine in me. That is my fulfillment. Now you say, well, only a fool would say that, because nobody is divine. Nobody is wonderful. Nobody is fantastic. Nobody is outstanding. Nobody is magnificent. Oh? Who says that? Who says that? Are you a dreamer? Are you someone who looks at yourself and sees yourself as being something very special? If you are a dreamer and you see yourself as being something very special, you'll be that. You'll be that. Others may not appreciate you as you're revealing that, but you'll be that. We look at little children, and we see them being little children, never realizing that one day they will let loose that divine being that's within them. They'll let loose that magnificent one within them, and they will be that, because that's who they really are. Now, though we cannot see it in all children, though we cannot see it as they're growing up, though we cannot see it in the way they're living their life, something sparkles them at some point in their life when they have said to themselves, I am as I think I am. When they sparkle themselves in their life and they say that and they know that and they are that. And that moment comes when we least expect it. That moment comes when we are least seemingly prepared. We are called upon to sing. We're called upon to give a talk. We're called upon to share wisdom. We're called upon to lift up another or lift up ourselves and say, I can do this. I can do this. The divine in me is doing it now. I can do this. And as you do that, as you speak those words, as you claim those things, as you think those thoughts, the result is immediately there. Do it for yourself. I'm whole and perfect. I'm wealthy, I'm healthy, I'm happy. In every possible way, I am divine. God as me, in me, is me, all that I am, and it's wonderful now. I am the beauty that I am right now. I am the life that I am right now. I am the wholeness that I am right now. And it is done. It is done beautifully. It is done perfectly. It is done wonderfully now. I am as I think I am. Say this for yourself. Let your own inner beingness shine forth with a brightness that you would never dream possible. And as you let it shine forth with that brightness that you never dreamed possible, boom, there it is. And there you are. Believe in yourself. You are the only one that makes yourself shine forth, because you're the only one that believes in yourself now and forevermore. Know this is true, because it truly is true. I love you. I love you. I love you.